In a Camarillo auditorium, close to 200 middle school students are buzzing about a subject you wouldn't think would be an issue in this day and age, the dangers of smoking. Nea Davalleri is a 7th grade student at Valley View Middle School in Simi Valley.
I think most kids at our school like pretty much know the dangers of tobacco and everything and might not smoke, but there might be a few people who just don't get it. I guess if they're educated more and they see all this, they might get it and not smoke.
Smoking is down significantly among teens in California, dropping more than 10% since 2000. But the latest survey showed that 11% of the state's high school students smoked during the last month. What makes that especially alarming is the fact that 63% of adult smokers started smoking by 18. They picked up the habit and continued. So it's the focus of Teens Kick Ash. It's a two-day event sponsored by the Ventura County Office of Education, specifically focusing on the dangers of smoking.
What we hope the kids will take away from this event is information that will help them in making healthy choices and also sharing that information back at their schools and their communities so they can support their peers, their family, their community members.
Kelly Lara is coordinator of the Ventura County Office of Education's Health and Prevention Programs. She says by involving middle and high school students in tobacco education programs, they're hoping that peer-to-peer efforts can do something that classes and lectures can't.
They do hear those messages from their families, and they hear those messages from their teachers, but they hear it from their peers in a very different way.
One of the big concerns being talked about this conference is the growth in the use of e-cigarettes. Jose Ramirez is a 7th grader at Oxnard's Hedock Intermediate School.
Do some kids think that maybe e-cigarettes aren't as bad?
I think some do know, but I think some don't really. Some people say that it's not bad, and some people do say it's bad.
Don Anderson is director of the Ventura County Office of Education's Comprehensive Health and Education Programs. She says the perception that e-cigarettes are safe, or at least safer than tobacco, has eroded some of the progress in reducing teen smoking numbers.
Tobacco use has been decreasing, steadily declining, but we are seeing a huge increase on the e-cigarette and e-products.
The American Lung Association reports that research on the public and individual health impacts of e-cigarettes is incomplete and that regulation of them by the federal government is lacking. One of the keynote speakers at this event is a woman who was once on the other side of the fence working as a tobacco marketing executive.
When I decided to work for the tobacco industry, I was a year out of college and they enticed me with money and cars. 100% tuition reimbursement programs, quarterly bonuses, and guaranteed salary increases. So that's what drew me in. But as soon as I got there, I realized that they were targeting young people and targeting communities of color and low-income communities.
Lantanisha right now travels the country trying to educate people about the tactics of tobacco companies.
They know that they have a product that kills. They know that they have a product that is unreasonably dangerous. They've known all along. They have always sponsored community service events, and they make it seem like, oh, we're going to make this donation to, you know, a homeless shelter because we care. We're going to offer college students scholarships because we care. And then they'll turn back around and say, we have this product. We want to advertise to those groups of people. We want to give them free packs of cigarettes.
What message does Wright hope the teens take away when she speaks?
We're going to go through things throughout life that's just part of it, but you don't want to use a substance, any type of substance, that's going to impact your health.
Despite educational efforts, smoking still has a firm foothold on the Central and South Coasts. The latest statistics show that 12% of Ventura County residents, 13% of Santa Barbara County residents, and 11% of San Luis Obispo County residents are smokers. Organizers of the Teens Kick Ash Conference believe the next generation can do better. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.